A spruce tree from the Chugach National Forest is standing tall on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol today. Governor Bill Walker is in Washington, D.C. for tomorrow's lighting ceremony. Among the other Alaskans in D.C. for the event are two students and a teacher from Girdwood. Today, they acted as cultural ambassadors, explaining all things Alaskan to a group of Washington schoolchildren. APRN's Liz Ruskin caught up with them.
Minor Elementary School is just 2 miles from the U.S. Capitol, but it's in a neighborhood that doesn't see many tourists, and the students at Minor don't get to tour outside their city much. So it was a special event when three Alaskans walked in to Ms. Hicks's fourth grade class.
My name is Jack Hickox, and I'm a fourth grader at Girdwood School.
My name's Nolan Quigley, and I'm in 7th grade at Girdwood School.
I'm Molly Hickox, and I teach 5th grade at Girdwood K through 8.
Molly Hickox participates in a Forest Service education program, and she thought it'd be a good idea to connect with a local classroom while they're in Washington for the Christmas tree lighting. They showed the class a slideshow with maps to explain where the tree came from and how it traveled to D.C. The Washington kids, though, were most interested in the pictures of Girdwood and in animals. One child noticed that the Girdwood map showed a drawing of a bear right where Nolan said his house was.
And I see the bear. Noel, do you be scared if the bear is like right where you live at? Do you be scared?
The Alaskans explained that sometimes recess is canceled when there's an animal on the playground, but they said maulings are rare. Hickox, the Girdwood teacher, explained the importance of wildlife safety rules and bear-proof garbage cans.
That's why we spend a lot of time teaching everybody how to be safe around bear and moose. There aren't any animals that are out to get you.
The Washington kids were fascinated by the last picture in the slideshow of Jack on Mount Alyeska.
Yeah, that's a picture of me skiing.
Wow.
The kids asked a lot about that.
I have a question for when Jack was skiing. Was that a class trip or was that just on a weekend?
Jack and Nolan explained they ski lots on weekends, even on a few Thursday afternoons when Girdwood School lets out early so everybody can ski. After the presentation, some kids hung around the Alaskan boys with more questions. Others tried to fathom these animals they'd heard about.
I think a moose is as big as a deer.
Yeah, a deer.
Or maybe a polar bear?
No.
No, not a polar bear. A polar bear is huge, girl.
Some thought it might be scary to go to Alaska.
So I'd be afraid of a bear because if I didn't know what to do for a bear, I would probably get eaten.
The Washington fourth graders, though, think nothing of riding the subway or public bus by themselves. That's how some of them get to school. Even younger kids do that without their parents. They said they couldn't imagine why some Alaskans think big cities aren't safe.
No, I did not, because in Alaska, kids, I don't know why they would think it's scary, because I mean, the cities is not scary because it don't have like dangerous stuff like bears. The city, it has mostly birds, cats, dogs, and squirrels and stuff.
Off to the side of the classroom, Washington teacher Diana Hicks was beaming. Ms. Hicks says she's all about bridging the culture gaps.
I love to see different cultures together. I love seeing the children enjoy each other, finding out that you may look different, but we have things in common. So for them right now, like I can see all of them are like really enamored right now with Jack and Nolan, because they're like, oh, wow, you're just like I am. So they're learning about the world. I want them to see things outside D.C. because so many of my children don't leave their neighborhoods.
A group called Choose Outdoors raised corporate contributions to bring the tree from Alaska to the Capitol. Sponsors, including Alaska Airlines, also covered the cost of the trip for the Girdwood Trio. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.